Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Real Side. Always a pleasure. I never get tired of hearing that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, really. Right? Make a difference, do something. Right? And once you get involved, get informed, too. Don't just jump on a bandwagon because you like somebody or you like somebody who's liked by somebody else. You heard that they were good people. Do a little bit of your own research. Make sure. So people are still struggling. They're mad now. We've gone from, you know, from depression and other things along those lines to people are ripped. Ripped mad. Mad ripped. Whatever. Right now. Because they know the government's not being real with them. They know they're not being truthful with them. I don't blame them for being mad. I think they're perfect. They have a perfect right to be mad right now. You look at what's going to happen. I hope Trump sticks it to him big time. And when I say that, what I mean by that is that go after, let them accuse him of inciting the riot. Then what he needs to do is he needs to start playing clips. You know, from Pelosi and Waters in the restroom saying, okay, so mine was less than this. There was no real call to action in my speech. Now, you want to nail me? What about this lady? Look what she said. Look what she's doing. How come we're not going after her, if you would? Now, I don't think that won't change. It won't change the process. But everybody was, because a lot of people are going to be tuning in thinking he's going to get nailed. Boy, they're going to be disappointed. There's no way in the world that he is going to be... Well, first of all, how do they remove him? He's not in any position anywhere. Right? And Biden's already pulled his national security briefings. Funny how they wouldn't... They never pulled, like, you know, Brennan's and other secret clearances or high security clearances. They want to pull Trump because, you know, he's acting erratically. I'm sorry, Joe Biden? Did you ever meet Joe? Talk about somebody who's acting erratically, who doesn't have a clue as to what's going on around him? These stories, I mean, those things are really too good to be true, seriously. You know, he needs some psychiatric care. But I can see Kamala Harris walking around her office going, come on, how long do I have to wait? Come on, Joe, show them how gone you are. That's what she's waiting for. She's going to have to step in, tell people what a great guy he is. Can't believe this is happening to him. Oh, God bless America. This gets great. It doesn't get much better than this. Come on. I mean, not for us as a whole. I get that part. But you think about what these people are doing. Oh, this is wonderful. They're hanging themselves. And I believe they will continue to hang themselves. The oh, good for that. I've got a bunch of stories in front of me. I haven't decided which ones really I want to use or not use. You know? AOC has said that she's not going to apologize to Cruz. You know, for the murder accusation. So again, it goes right back to what I've been saying. The truth, reality, the law doesn't apply to them. See, that's not just slander or libel of a elected official. She's accusing him of murders. Right? I mean, she wasn't even there. And she's accusing him of murder. When she was at an event in Queens, she asked whether she planned to apologize for accusing Cruz of almost having her killed and calling for his resignation. She said, "That's not the quote. I'll not apologize for what I said." Well, what was the quote? Well, come on, AOC, what was the quote? "I'm happy to work with Republicans on the issue where there's common ground, but you almost had me murdered." Right? I mean, this was Ted Cruz asking her about working with them, if you would. "You almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago, so you can sit this one out. Happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed." Right. This is what I mean. This is how lost they are. Think about it. They're sitting there. They don't see anything wrong with this. It's not a big deal for them. Right? What she wrote, really, that's not a bad thing. It's just, and AOC, they've never called her out. They've never called Tlaib. I mean, AOC's IQ has got to be like 11 at the highest. That's after she has 2 bottles of vodka. Representative Chip Roy, a Republican out of Texas, he led a group of House Republicans who asked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to force Ocasio-Cortez to apologize. Well, they don't do that. That's a waste of time and money and brainwaves. Seriously, they don't do that kind of stuff. Last week, AOC said during an Instagram video broadcast, a police officer banged on her office door, making her fear rioters had entered her. What do you want him to do? Do you want him to do a little light tap? Hello, Ocasio, are you in? Hello, are you there? I mean, seriously. There's no policing them. Absolutely none. Joe Mancini, your host, Dr. B, joins me after the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
the swooner. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the only way you do that is you get informed, and then you act on that information. Many of you get informed. I send you what you need. I've been sending you, the Constitutional Coach class, the Biblical Citizenship class. And I know some of you are taking it. What are you doing with it? Are you using it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring somebody on who has a clue, right? Because I would diagnose everybody as a nut job. I don't know if that's an actual real designation, but it would work for me. I'd understand it. Dr. B joins us, as she does every week, help us kind of kick off the week, deal with this, with the just real crazy stuff that's been happening over the last few weeks. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure. I'm Googling nut job as we speak.
See,
yeah, that's you. That's perfect. Yeah, it's Scrabble.
How would you diagnose AOC? What would you if you seen enough of her to have a clue? what would you call that?
Yeah, she's just a victim of millennialism. No, she there's a word actually. I'm looking it up so I can kind of give you the right. You know, she's just shallow. She's just really shallow. I would say histrionic. Have you heard that word before?
I have not. Okay. No. You're using big words now. It makes it tough on me.
Easy. Histrionic. It's a disorder. It's basically overly theatrical and melodramatic in character or style.
I like that. I'm going to use that.
Histrionic. Exaggerated dramatic behavior to attract attention.
Well, is that like two? Yeah, but she actually believes what she's spewing.
That's what makes it a mental disorder. They actually believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm on board with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's it goes kind of with a narcissism that you think that you've got to play it up and be the center of attention so much to the point that you start believing what's happening.
Wow.
And that's histrionic and then histrionic narcissistic disorder. So, yeah.
I played Tlaib's speech on the floor when she was
crying.
And
AOC comforts her.
Well, I tore it up, you know, and I just said, look, this is an out-and-out lie. This is like drama 101 or you know, she learned well over in college or wherever she was because, you know, I just broke down everything she was saying that she had done, that she had actually done. And the fact that she has a map of the Middle East up in her office and Israel doesn't exist, I mean, is that not a hate crime under the Democrat mindset, if you would?
It's, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. It's sad that you have to bring that up to people to make them really understand what we're looking at. My husband and I started watching a new series on TV through Showtime, and it's on Hulu. And it is so interesting watching, I think it's called Homeland with Claire Danes. But watching the depiction, and it's so accurate because Rick Santorum, Senator Santorum, and I have had numerous conversations about what the Middle East and the Middle Easterners, not all of them, but the ones that live there and that hate America, their mentality, their mindset. And, you know, we've got all these, you know, and again, it's very psychological to understand what's going on, and that's why I'm talking about it. So many liberals just want to sit down and have conversations and just, you know, let's pull up a Word document and just let's get a contract and you sign it and I sign it. And having conversations with other politicians and congressmen and women and then watching Homeland, it really shows accurately what we're dealing with, that these people do not want to integrate into the United States of America. They want to destroy it and then take over. The religion of Islam is not a peaceful religion. If you read the Quran and you read what it's about, there's nothing in it redeemable. There is not. It is so twisted. And to see these people and even hearing her, you know, say that she prayed to Allah, she says that. If you listen carefully, she says, praying to Allah. That is not integrating into America and our belief system, which is one God. We are one nation under God, capital G-O-D, the only God. And they don't believe any of it, and they're not interested. And they will wait us out for years and years until they take over. And that is the mindset. And it's very helpful. And I would encourage people to go watch this series, Homeland, to just see how the other side works. Every time the CIA would make a plan, and again, I get it's a show, but I've talked and spoken with people that have lived in Syria and been over there that are Americans. The psychological mindset is very different than us and ours and what God had intended. And she has that. Tlaib has that mindset. I think President Obama had that mindset. He grew up in that. And it's very dangerous. I wish people would really wake up and stop with this. Let's just hold hands and unite. I don't want to unite with that. I will say it. I don't want to unite with that culture. There's nothing there I'm interested in. There's nothing there that's biblical. There's nothing there that's founded in what I believe is moral and correct and upright. So I don't know if you were asking all of that, but I just am tired of this whole let's just unite, because the way Joey is bringing in that side of the aisle and that culture is beyond dangerous, and people are just licking it up, you know, they're just falling for it, and it is frightening. Now, I have no fear as a Christian, but it is frightening for people who don't truly understand it. And although I will be protected as a child of God, that doesn't mean I'm immune to terrorism and things that can come over to our nation.
No, you're right.
I took that very seriously, the whole AOC Tlaib thing. I took it way, as you see, to heart, more than just two women crying because they lied.
They were lying through their teeth.
Completely.
Or they were so demented they think that's what really happened, you know?
Yeah. It's all a show. It's histrionic. Go look it up. That's what it is.
Yeah, you don't think we do work. I don't know about that.
Well, I just gave you the definition of it. It's all about drama. Look at the actors. Look at our Hollywood actors and actresses. It's all a show. It's what they do. They're all actors.
My favorite one is they lie for a living. Think about it. Right?
They pretend to be other people.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And it's interesting. I have seen in my practice actors and actresses, you know, here and there, and they don't know who they are. It is interesting that they lose themselves. They really do. Not all of them, but they can lose themselves in characters and get so backwards. And I think that's why, you know, the suicide rate is so high among actors and actresses, entertainers.
Oh, yeah, huh? Wow, it's all about me. And then when somebody backs off of them or they start to lose popularity, that must be mentally devastating. Got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. Okay, you're going to have to give me a minute. I actually had two.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The state of Iowa has lifted restrictions on indoor gatherings and a statewide mask mandate as hospitalizations in the state have been dropping. But many healthcare professionals say it's too soon to start rolling back COVID restrictions. Former acting CDC director Dr. Richard Besser says he understands the desire to get back to normal life. but tells CNBC that the spread of variants of the virus are too concerning to let down our collective guard.
You know, it's a real challenge. Everyone is tired of having their lives curtailed by this pandemic. People want to get back to doing what they enjoy. But it is a critical time here. The numbers going down, you know, it's very exciting to see that. But the experience from the UK, where they had a variant that spread much easier, much more rapidly within the community, says to me that we could be in a similar situation here if we let our guard down.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side. Do 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 do.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than just sitting on the couch, drooling all over yourself. Yeah, that's right. That's what it looks like from here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, seriously, push away from the keyboard, the Facebook keyboard, and really get a grip on things and get rolling, because we've got a lot going on around us, a lot that we need help with, all right? And that's why I bring the extra. Don't listen to me, you know, because I just, I'm not all together sometimes. But Dr. B joins us like she does every week. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. We got a lot of stuff to discuss here tonight. She has an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis in, one of those things. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states. I don't know if the one is still a state. I think it now calls itself a country. So I don't know if your license is still good in the communist country of California, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, they're both going to be countries. Texas is going to be its own country. And
yay!
California, its own country. It's so weird being out of California, you know, after being born and raised there and now in Texas, and seeing what the rest of the country really thought of me in California, really thinks of Californians. It's like, okay, we're not that bad, but wow.
There's
a lot of hate.
and I want to talk more about that afterward. But first thing I want to get to is so the gov, you know, he's getting close, obviously, to being recalled. And so he comes out and he says, you know, I think we ought to get these kids back in school. You know what I'm saying? So he lists all kinds of regulations. However, he says, but the counties know best what's going on in their areas. So I'm going to allow the counties to make decisions. So now the county, L.A. County anyway, these kids were all set, ready to go back to school, excited about it. And what happens 2 days before they're supposed to go back? The county comes out and says, yeah, that's not going to work for us. So these kids now, again, they've been, you know, they've been led on and let down. This cannot be good for their mental health.
No, it cannot. You're correct. It's not good for parents. It's not good for families. Never mind that the rise now in depression and anxiety, and they don't even know what to call it, these poor kids, from 5 to 11-year-olds. is tripled or has tripled. The CDC, you know, I'm looking at the CDC websites daily, and the NIMH, which is just the National Institute for Mental Health, talking about, suicide being a leading cause now in death in the United States of America. And we've got the overall COVID rate around the world for children is 1.7%, and then deaths 0.0004%. So, and yet we're keeping schools closed, but the suicidal ideation rate has risen 36% in kids from 5 to 23 years old. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. You look at the numbers, you present the numbers. I love how you always say get involved, get involved, get involved. I say it all the time, every day. I scream it, I yell it. You know, I came over here, ran for, a council and won, and I'm working now with a group of great girls with the Election Integrity Project, easy to do.
Yep.
And now, even in our local private Christian school, great school, but they still are buying into these masks, and now we're seeing kids revolt. They are refusing to wear them. We have staff members following them around and saying, you've got to wear that or you're going to get, disciplined. And they're like, we don't care anymore. We can't wear it. We're tired of wearing it. It's not doing any good. Everybody's good. People have got COVID. They've gotten over it, over the break. And then we've got in the elementary school level, kids are losing their minds. They are sad. They are whiny. They are crying. I'm getting more calls than ever. Closed my practice, and I opened it back up just to help these families. It's ridiculous. These kids don't know how to cope. They're done. They're absolutely done. And I'm hearing from more and more parents of elementary school age children saying, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't live like this. They can't see expressions. They can't hug their friends. There's no comfort offered throughout the day, right?
Yep.
They are inside, literally dying. Their brains are not working in the correct way or growing and developing the way they need to. The socio-emotional issue, is rising, and unfortunately, staff members at even schools that are open cannot offer the comfort of a hug or a pat on the back or, anything, or grabbing their hand and it's quite the opposite. We still have, and this is everywhere. Everybody is stressed out. And we've got staff members at all kinds of schools across the nation, because I hear from several parents all over, basically shaming these kids and saying, wear it, wear your mask. That's a show of unity. Let's do it. Get in line. And there's, literally I heard from two different parents from two different schools that there are separate lines for the ones that comply, elementary school kids that comply and wear their mask, and then a separate line for those that are, choosing to not comply. And look at, they're over there because they're refusing to wear their mask. It's just blowing my mind. And these kids are not stupid. They know what's going on in the sense that there's something very wrong. And one thing, if you get nothing out of this, parents, superintendents, teachers, staff members, educators, we've got to erase COVID from our schools and our community. We have to erase the presence of it and how it looks. The signs, the tape on the ground, the masks, it's done. It's time to be done. And definitely offer hybrid solutions in schools and at workplaces for those who are more at risk. I'm not saying that COVID is not real. It is real. People get it. It's so random on, who it picks as far as, these people, the death rate, but it is very low. The death rate is still low. And we are losing a society, a generation. And so I just have to let that this is real. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there are a lot of people listening. And now I'm in a group of parents that is going to hopefully, change things. We all have kids that are ready to just revolt with the mask wearing. They're just done with it. There are staff members throughout these schools that are open in Arizona, in Texas. Those are the two I've worked with and talked to staff members, and they're just done. And it's very real.
Right.
So it's now hit our 5 to 11-year-olds and that, when is it going to stop? When
when's it going to stop? I'm going to just say it. It's going to stop when you start electing conservatives that actually, are God-centered and have the spine to do something. And everybody's going, oh, you know what's going to happen in 2022? We're going to take back the Senate. We're going to take back the House. And I said, with what? With spineless Republicans? Is that what we're going to do? We need to start doing what they do. When we have control, start slamming this stuff through. And when Joey B, put something on the table, turn it down. Force him to veto whatever the vote is that what he wants.
They have to. And for those people that are yelling at you right now, because I hear them through the radio saying, what can I do, right? I can't do that. I can't go tell Joey B to stop. You can go tell your superintendents to stop. You can call the teachers' union representatives and talk to them, because that is a lot of the problem right now. They are so unionized that they have totally lost touch of their students and what's going on, and even with some of the staff. These staff members, these educators are forced to be in these unions, and they do nothing but fill their pockets, line their pockets, and dictate and politicize everything. And it needs to stop. And you know what we're dealing with. You're doing something. I'm doing something. Get a group, again, of parents together and figure out what the COVID rules are. And it's time to just the presence, what the kids are seeing. We need to just start taking it down. We can do common sense. We can still wash our hands. You can still wear your mask around at-risk people.
Wait a minute. You mean all that stuff that my grandma taught me, like don't sneeze out into the open air, cover your mouth when you sneeze, wash your hands when you come in and touch all, you mean all that stuff?
And the funny thing is, Joe, I walk through these schools and I've done this, and these kids are like lifting their mask, sneezing, putting it back on, touching their friends. It's just going to happen. And still, the rate of children dying is very low, and I'm sorry for the ones that have got it. It's horrible. Nobody wants to see, any young person die.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not because of COVID.
We got to get rolling. Got more to talk about right after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Really, seriously. A lot more fun after the break. We'll be right back. All right.
So that's my new venture. We already met with the head of school. It's a
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. Well, I'm back anyway. I don't know about you. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I always say it, be part of the solution. It's really that simple. Just be part of the solution. Anyway, let me bring her on because I always enjoy having her on with me. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. Always... Plain, simple English. That's what I love about you. You know, when you're explaining it to us, we all get it. I don't have to go look up every... Well, you made me look up one word. But, yeah, I don't have to look up many words when you're talking. And really, people need to understand truly what is going on, you know, with the young kids. How to strengthen them. How to help them. I don't know. Can you make them or help them understand truly at the elementary school level what's going on here?
You can try, but it's interesting because they have not developed that coping mechanism. You know, you and I talk about coping, and it's making it very difficult, you know, taking everything away, their friends, their school, their routine. You take that away from them, and then you just talk to them, you know, tell them, hey, it's what has to happen, and take one for the team, and we're all suffering, and they're just like, what? You know, we're adults. We have hopefully learned to cope. They have not. And all they're noticing is there are no school plays, that there are no band performances, there are no games to go to, there are no, you know, hopscotch basketball, whatever it is. is handball playing. You know, there's no hanging out, you know, throwing spitballs and food fights in the cafeteria. And then you go on up to, you know, the middle school age, which is difficult enough. And they're going stir crazy. And then high school, and you've taken away their activities again. We've got senior activities taken away. We have graduation ceremonies. You even have colleges that are still online. The majority are online. And so they're not getting the college experience. So from elementary on up, you've got different areas of issues, and different coping mechanisms and abilities, and none of them have the full coping ability and development yet until age 24, 25, and that is what I am seeing, and that is hence why suicide. I get it. They a lot of the elementary school kids and the parents that I talk to, their kids are just saying, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, they don't want to die. They just want out. And social media, right? A lot of our kids are on social media since we're home and we're online 24/7. And so they think that suicide is, you know, something that might calm them and help them cope. Many of them don't understand it's forever, that there's no coming back. And that is what parents need to understand. We have to put aside our ability to cope. And we're struggling too, right? Adults are struggling as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why the suicide rate is up 60% for males 15 to 55. They're struggling as well.
What's it up?
60% worldwide, men and young men, 15 to 55.
Wow. I'm floored. I mean, thoroughly floored.
It's happening. There are other countries that it is peaking in, the poor third world countries, where things are closed completely, so they can't go to work and they can't do what they need to. But it will creep over to the United States, and it has already. You know, it's not that high here in the U.S. yet. But the fact that it's even 10% up and 36% up for our youth is that's the sense of urgency. That I don't understand why governors are not listening, why school board members are not listening, why superintendents. You just have to make it happen. You and I talk all the time about where are our warriors. Yep. And parents, it's not just going to show up. It's got to be you, like the awesome group of parents that we have assembled in our area, talking to the head of school, who has been great and receptive, and we're going to keep on talking. And we talked to him last week, and now we've put, you know, a set of demands, we're not going into dictate, but just like, here's what we need to happen. We've got two doctors involved. We've got me, a mental health professional, involved. We've got all kinds of different experiences and backgrounds. And we're going in and saying, this is what needs to happen. Here are the statistics, medically, mental health-wise, from a parent's perspective at all levels, elementary, middle school, and high school. Do it. Find representatives of all those categories. You can do it easily. And go in and demand this. You have to. We can't keep waiting. We can't keep waiting while we're digging graves for our young children. We can't do it.
All right. So you've talked about the things to look for, okay? You've talked about, when they're depressed for a period of time, then all of a sudden there's a burst of happiness and they start giving things away. You know, there are signs you can look for. But the one thing I don't think we've talked enough about, because I still get the question really, is, what can you really do? And it's easy to say, pull your kid in and talk to them. But they don't want to talk to you. They want to talk to their friends, right? I mean, they want to get crazy and stupid in the backyard, at the park, wherever, with their friends. What else can a parent do?
Yeah, that's a great point. You have to make that happen. You have to find opportunities to make that happen. You have got to get some blankets out and make forts and order pizza and do it at least once or twice a week. You've got to create. If everything's closed, you've got to start creating the atmosphere. Have some friends over and do school online together. Go outside. Do whatever you need to do to create their social time. And it's just imperative. We just have to make it happen. Masks off. Don't talk about it. That's part of what we need to stop talking about, COVID. We have to stop talking about it in front of our kids. If you have to for work reasons, or if you have to for, you know, parent reasons, whatever the deal is, we have to keep it away from our kids. It's not even limited anymore. Keep it away from your kids. Hey, guys, looks like we're winding down. COVID's about over. We're going to start by having friends over now. We're going to have – let's have some events. Let's plan a party. Get them involved. Game night, whatever it is, even if it's within
the
family.
I like that. Yep.
We started game night. It's great. Yeah. It's great. You just got to get the Domino's Mexican train. I'm sure that's racist now, but that's the best game ever. And just –
Look, I'm with you.
Over to
my granddaughter was, she was in the car the other day. I don't know if I told you this, but she takes her mask off. She goes, "How long is this COVID thing going to be?" And I said, "Why, honey, are you afraid of it?" She goes, "No, I just hate these masks." You know, she's not afraid. She just, you know, hates the mask. But, you know, I'm watching these kids play together at some of these daycare. You know, in California, it's really weird. You could have a daycare center open because parents need daycare, right? The teachers need daycare, whatever. But you can't have a private school open, right? A small, early, what is it, K-2 or whatever school. And you're going, wait a minute, what is the difference? In the daycare, they're up against each other, they're playing in the same area, they're little kids, they're sneezing and farting and all kinds of things on those mats and everything they touch. I'm sure they use Purell on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it makes no sense. And those kids are happy. They're excited to see each other in the morning. And they're
so
not
happy.
Sick.
I think what parents need to understand, it's the combination of everything going on. You know, pulling them out of school is one thing, but wearing masks so no expressions can be seen, so they have to only guess if people are mad at them, happy with them, what they can't tell. Taking away the teacher hugs in the morning or the high fives, all of that combined, the physical touch, the nonverbal smiles and expressions, and then the socialization with their friends. Taking all of that away has left them isolated in more ways than one. And that's why they are starting to feel hopeless, because they're getting none of it. We need physical touch. We need to read each other's faces. And it's just interesting what's going on in this country and in this world, and that's where I know it's spiritual, that they're robbing us of all of that and trying to break us down. We need to take a stand for our kids. We have to. It's enough. I am giving you permission, parents, educators, take a stand. You have to do it. Hold school in your dang house. I don't care. We've got to take a stand. And I think this is also opening up, you know, I think the conversation on the need to help our kids mental health-wise and having options. Because we've got families that have dealt with this where mental health is in, you know, genetically in their background, have dealt with parents that are alcoholics or drug users. And we've got those kids that are suffering extra. Other kids and families have underlying anxiety, depression, disorders, physical disorders. Those are the ones we're going to lose first. And it's going to happen, and it's going to happen really fast.
And when you ask your kid, "So what's wrong?" and he says nothing, you do what I do and go, come on, give me a break. Something is wrong. You've been around 20 years, for God's sakes. What do you mean that nothing's wrong? I know you.
Don't be
afraid to draw it out of your child, right?
Instead of saying what's wrong, say, "Tell me what's on your mind. Draw what's on your mind. Let's draw together. You know, let's play a game. That's where the conversation happens. Don't ask what's wrong, because then they feel like, oh, gosh, there is something wrong, right? In these times, say, what's going on in your head? Let's go grab something. You know, let's go to the grocery store, grab some root beer and some ice cream and make a float and play some dominoes and let's do it. No, just assume that.
Like, I need more weight. Really?
Yes, that's the best.
Tell people where to find you.
DrBRadio.com.
No, that's too easy. All right, people, listen, it's all Joe for the next hour, so tune in. I got a lot of crazy stuff coming up. The Christian films, they're the next on the target of the cancel culture. That's right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.